مساكم الله بالخير. الحين معانا واحد من الواتش ميكرز المستغلين رومان غوتي او رومين غوتي if you would like, but it's really hard for us to pronounce, so I apologize if we miss your name. So please, first of all, welcome to Timekeeper. This is going to be a podcast. Hopefully we'll do it in Arabic for our listeners, because we really focus on very good and decent information for our listeners in the Arab region, since we lack that actually. So please give us a quick introduction about your company, what do you do, and welcome to Doha.
Thank you so much. A pleasure. Thank you so much. So my name is Romain Gauthier. I'm born in 75 in the Vallée de Joux. So the Vallée de Joux is one of the hurt in Switzerland. Mostly collectors or person know about, I can say, about Geneva. And sometimes they don't necessarily at the first talk, they know about the Vallée de Joux place. But the place is related with Audemars Piguet, it's related with Jaeger LeCoultre, it's related with Breguet, Blancpain, Philippe Dufour. So many, many big names in terms of watchmaking. So I'm born there. When I was young, I was not necessarily super attracted by what we can say the watchmaking, in the thinking about I'm born there. So I saw all of my life, you know, advertising about AP, about Breguet. So I was inspired by different kind of things, and the mechanic appealed to me more than the watchmaking. It means the mechanism, the machinery, that kind of things. And I did the technical school, in fact, in mechanic. Then after that, with a diploma, like engineer, how to build machinery. And I came back finally in the watchmaking after my first work was related to produce parts of watches. And the day I said to myself, Romain, look, you're born in the Vallée de Joux, you have an engineer background, and now you know how to doing parts of watches. So why you don't imagine to develop your own caliber? Mm-hmm. So everything started like that in my mind, I can say in 98, around 98, 99. And after I enrolled an MBA in 2000, and my MBA was in a way dedicated to understand about business, to understand about a company, and to understand also about the watchmaking industry. So all of my study case in terms of economy, in terms of you know, marketing, and all of that was always with the direction of watchmaking. I did my final thesis related with the business plan of manufacturer Romain Gauthier. So this was between 2000 and 2002.
Amazing.
And I established the brand then in 2005 when the first caliber was working, and it was the step to say, okay, the movement is working, so the next step is to achieve the case, is to do that in precious metal, dedicated for collectors. So I built the brand at that time for that.
So you started with the caliber?
Yes, exactly.
The
exactly.
Design of the caliber, it
yes.
Was a simple movement, or was a micro rotor, I think, the first one?
It was a simple movement. You know, I really took the road in the thinking about that. I started not as a watchmaker, so I also had in a way to understand really how it works. And to understand how it works, you need to start with the basic. With the basics. And it means for me it was an hour minute.
Okay.
But already with my DNA, already with my thinking and my approach in a different way, you know. It's always important to think about, I was always drive by the way to be independent, but to be independent in the meaning about to be autonomous. Mm-hmm. So when you are like this, it means you are going to produce the parts by yourself, you are going to design the parts by yourself. So when you get the capacity to do that, it gives you a fantastic possibility to think twice about different points.
Mm-hmm,
that's why I was thinking twice about the engineering, about basical movement. I was thinking twice about the design, about the simple movement, because I had to do the part by myself.
True.
So I will spend the same time to doing the same design as everybody.
Mm-hmm. By yourself.
Or I could change the design using almost the same time, but have something personalized for me and mm-hmm. adapt for my taste and what I like. So this is why, you know, the wheels of our watches are completely different than the rest of the market.
Yes.
Because I had the capacity to produce by myself. And I said, Romain, use your time with the most efficiency, so be different.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so far, you, as you mentioned, you established in 2005.
Yes.
Right. Now, how many models you have in general?
We have three calibers.
Three calibers.
Exactly. So you see, in 15 years, we build three calibers. It takes time. It takes time.
Now you produce how many watches a year?
We can say today we are 27. 27, not just watchmaker, because as you understood, today I developed to be a manufacturer. Mm-hmm. Like the business plan, since the starting, that was my dream, that was my wish, and that was my vision about how to build something for the future. It was to build something. So it means we are 27 from the manufacturing, you know, all of the process about the logistic, about the finishing, about the hand beveling, the watchmakers, the team to manage. We are 27 and we do only 60 watches a year.
60 watches a year.
60, yes, 60 watches. Exactly, yeah.
Amazing. What is your plans for 2020?
2020 will be challenging with all of what happened, you know, like everybody talk. So for sure, 2020 for us is our 15th anniversary.
15, yes.
15th sure. anniversary. So it means for us, I will more travel to meet our collectors, to spend time with them, to also share about the future in terms of development. I'm working on a new caliber, which is I can say an answer why we build the manufacturer.
Okay.
In the thinking about when you build a manufacturer, you grow your knowledge, you grow your understanding and your capacity. So that caliber will express what we are able to do in terms of engineering, in terms of design, in terms of finishing, in terms of creativity after 15 years with a team of 27 persons. And this I really want to show that for my collectors. So I don't show that one to everybody, mm-hmm. for sure. I respect also, you know,
the new complication.
New caliber, exactly. Mm-hmm. I respect about that, and this year only our VIP collectors will be able to see that exactly. To have a look on that, and next year it's going to be released for the public and everybody.
Amazing.
But a breaking thinking about what we can do today in terms of watchmaking.
And this is the best thing about independent, that because you have the freedom to do all of that, you can go crazy, and this is what really true watch collectors like.
Yes, you know. It's what they like for sure, but this is what they are expecting about us. If you do 60 watches a year, if you have time to do it, if your collector doesn't really ask you to be at the lowest price as possible, because we are not going to sell for everybody, then I have more space. Like I explained, you know, in a way we are lucky in a certain sign that we don't have boxes. We don't have a real benchmark with different brands and all of this. And what the collector is waiting for is something different from what they can get in the market, exactly. Mm-hmm. So for sure, it means easy. Mm-hmm. But it's not easy as we can imagine. As you know, everybody always say about everything was already done. Mm-hmm. So what?
I don't agree with.
Yes, but you know, a lot of people are thinking like this. So it means, in a way, yes, it's not so easy to be creative. It's not so easy to push the limit, and you need to have the capacity. You need to have the finance to do that. You need to have the creativity, you know, to do that. You need to have the team to do that. And this is why that caliber for me is going to be like a window. Mm-hmm. About what we are today.
Yes. Amazing. One last question. Mm-hmm. A watchmaker that you look up to. I know that you're actually, and you mentioned that you're a young watchmaker, to be honest. And
yes.
From what I see, pretty good success, right? Would you say that? So is there a watchmaker that you look up to?
You know, for sure there is a different names or different people who try in a way to doing that. what I really consider is also for me not only the product but the way and why those persons start to doing watchmaking, who start to doing maybe a small brand or something like this, and me has to be related with his life, his own life, you know. It's not a game, it's not a thing that, oh, let's try to do it. It's why, you know, it's not related with the product, it's not related necessarily with that, it's related with the real value. Those people, if they do that because it's their life, it's the only things that they want to do, they will always push the limit, they will always, you know, do all of the necessary things to achieve. And I can say one of the watchmaker that I like, because I know personally him since now a few years. We had talked together and all of that. Rexep is one of the guys that I know he will succeed. It's different than what we do, different approach. But you know, it's his life. He's dedicated for that since he's very young, and yes, he's already, you know, quite famous.
Yes,
and he will be more, and I'm happy for that. So
amazing. Thank you very much for your time. Welcome to Gulf region. We wish to see you back in Kuwait.
Yes, with
and
pleasure.
And Doha again. And one last thing that I would like to say is that we really, really appreciate you personally coming to these events, so we get to know the people behind the dial. We see your name on the dial.
Yes.
And now we put faces to it, we put a character and a personality to it. So thank you very much for coming. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.